So we're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Nun Chet, the second to last paragraph on the page. Magid Midovna had been explaining a third reason why Hashem is more exacting with the righteous. And he said that different people have different souls. And the more pure one's soul is, the more it is affected by slight discrepancies, by being even slightly off from the way of the Torah. And the Magid Midovna says, you'll find that this is so in many things in life. In bivgadim, when it comes to clothing, if you have a shabby garment that gets a little stained, no one notices it too much. You have a beautiful white suit, the slightest stain is noticeable. So the same thing with, he said, a soul, a higher soul, even the slightest thing affects it. Same thing with garments. You have something that's on a higher level, so even the slightest stain, the slightest crease could affect it negatively. In bischorot, could be merchandise. It depends. Sometimes you buy flour and you know that you're buying flour with all kinds of dirt in it. Sometimes you buy flour and you expect it to be the most finely sifted flour and the slightest thing disqualifies it. O melachot, and the same thing is with the job you do. Sometimes you do a job and everyone understands the job you're going to do is not going to be perfect. It's not a big deal. There's a difference between washing the windows of your car and washing the windows of the palace, or washing the windows when they're going to video over there, they're going to screen it, so everything has to be perfectly clean. The more refined what you're doing is, the more it is prone to being hindered by the slightest detriment. And the same thing is true if you buy. If you go to the shuk and you buy a peach that's not yet ripe, so then on the way home, even if it gets banged a little bit, it's fine. You buy a peach that's perfectly ripe, it's fat, it's luscious, it's perfect. But on the way home, it's going to get bumped around. By the time you get home, you get a mashed peach, right? So he says the same thing is true even with food. When you take something that's very lush and very ripe, so then it's more prone that the slightest thing can harm it. The more white the clothing you wear, the more noticeable every slight speck of dirt is on a white garment. If you wore a different garment, no one would notice it. So if you've been strong and you've elevated yourself to the level of those people that are whole, and so you're standing up high, yakarta mipninim, so you are so cherished before Hashem. Aval marav pachdecha ruil chalfached yomam v'laila v'yomam u'moral roshcha lo yechsar misatan mashrit amkane. So you have to be at the same time, you have to be very, very concerned what's going to happen. We'll get back there in 1 second. Yes, Amichai.
I don't know.
So I have a friend who's in a financial firm, and when the stock market crashed, so his boss, who makes $2.5 million a year before bonuses, he was fired. But he, he's on a lower level. They gave him a raise. Why? Because the higher up you are, the more exacting they are with you. How come you missed it? How come you weren't ready? How come our investors lost? He had a lower job, so fine. They don't hold him as accountable to the point where they're even willing to give him a raise that same year.
So
what? So if a person is on a higher level, so then he has to be more concerned. He has to be more concerned. Misatana mashchitam kane, hamorezikim chitzim umavet kekolei al hamatara, because there's always that Satan that's lurking to throw his arrows and try to cause a person to stumble. Lifgua biyotel bebal nefesh mu'ula. And he aims more accurately, he's shooting more for the people who are on a higher level. Our sages taught us in the Talmud in Sukkah that the greater a person is, the greater his desires are. We think if a person's on a higher level, so he doesn't have such evil inclinations. Our sages said it's the other way around. The greater you become, the more your desires are honed. It's a rule the Talmud taught us. And the Talmud over there says that when it comes to the sages, so the Yetzer Hara works overtime. Lachen, therefore, and with this he concludes the chapter. The higher a level a person is on, the more he has to be diligent to watch himself. He has to be careful that he doesn't stumble. Because the higher you are, the more God is looking at you and expecting you to live up to the higher standard. And a person has to be careful lest he endure, lest he face the wrath of his Creator. And a person who grew but wasn't careful, so then he could be knocked down and he'll find himself less than those who were beneath him. And then he can't attain any level. The key here is to be able to be consistent and to be diligent and to be careful. What often happens is a guy says, I made it to Machon Meir. Now I'm a tzaddik. Everyone else doesn't keep Shabbos, I'm okay. And it doesn't work that way. The more you grow, the more you have to be careful not to lose it. We know, the bigger they come, the harder they fall. So the more you grow, the more there's a potential for a serious downfall, and a person has to be careful. And that's really what happened to the Jewish people at large. You see, we were going through the desert, and we were growing, we were on a very high level. When we were in Egypt, we never came close to the level we attained in the desert. And then when we fell, when the Jewish people fell and sinned, the prophet Isaiah says about them, the prophet says, you know, an ox, he knows who his master is. The donkey, he knows where to find his master's trough. But the people of Israel, they don't know. The prophet says, you guys are worse than animals. When we were in Egypt, so we weren't on a great level, but we weren't worse than animals. Then we grew and we were giants. And then when we fell, the prophet says, you're worse than animals. And the cause for such a harsh downfall, says the Magen Midovna, is because they were so great. So the third reason he says that a person has to be careful and that God is more exacting with greater people is because their soul is more refined. And if their soul is more refined, then things can harm them more acutely. And that's why a person has to be careful as he grows. He has to know that he has to be more diligent to ensure that he doesn't fall. And he has to expect more of himself. But guys, easy does it. We're here the first week of Elul, the first week of Machon Meir. This is something we're learning according to the order that he presents it. But if you'd ask me if this is what you should be learning your first week at Machon Meir, I don't think so. It happens to be this is what we're up to, so this is what we're learning. But at this stage of the game, let's just be positive and focus on learning and growing. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll find ourselves growing consistently. Yeah?
So when it talks about like, how we were in the desert and we fell,